This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Thursday, the 23rd day of the month of Teves. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular the Schwartz family, and whose names are prominently listed in the daily OU email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. And please note the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to introduce Rabbi Yaniv Meirov of the Charm Circle Synagogue in Kew Garden Hills, New York, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Meirov slowly reciting our three daily chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 23, 121, and 130. And as always, will be followed by the Mishaberach Lecholim and the Achenu. We will conclude the call with a brief conversation with Rabbi Meirov to learn more about his wonderful community in Queens. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Meirov.
Shalom Aleichem. Hi, everyone. Thank you very much, Rabbi Herman. Thank you very much to the amazing OU team for having me on the call. Really appreciate it. We'll jump straight into a message. They asked for it to be positive and inspiring. So let's speak about positivity and let's speak about inspiration and happiness and simcha, happiness. So whenever the Torah speaks about happiness, the word that is usually used most of the time is the word besimcha. The question is very simple. Why does the Torah use the word besimcha and not the word simcha or sameach? Why does it say, for example, it says in the Torah, ivdu et Hashem besimcha? Or it says, mitzvah gedola liyot besimcha. It's a great mitzvah, it's a great thing to be happy. It's such many other cases. So listen very carefully to what the rabbis explained to us as you're reading. The reason why God Almighty wrote besimcha, used that form of the word of happiness, is because he wanted to teach us the secret of how to become besimcha. How to become happy. So what's the secret? It's very simple. If you take the word besimcha in Hebrew and you move the letters around, you play with the letters a little bit, you get the word machshava, which in Hebrew means your mind or your thoughts. Besimcha and machshava, happiness and thoughts, are the same exact letters in Hebrew to teach us that the power of our minds is the secret to our happiness. By telling ourselves to be positive is how we will be happy. By saying Hakol Tova, everything is for the best, that's what's going to make you always be happy. Keep in mind the famous saying, Adam Shetamid Sameach, Tamid Yatzliach. A person that is always happy will always, always be successful. In today's world that we're living in, so much turmoil, so many affected by COVID-19, by the pandemic. It's a time that a person has to stay strong, to be chazak, and to tell himself and to control his mind and to think only positive thoughts. There's a famous joke of a rabbi that unfortunately he was in the hospital. And in the hospital, he was trying to make a Kiddush Hashem. He wanted to sanctify God's name and not make a Chilul Hashem, which is the desecration of God's name. And he wanted to always be positive. He was always trying his best when the nurse would come in to give a smile and to be positive and to smile and to be happy. And one day, a nurse walks into his room and the rabbi says hi to her. And she tells her, and tells the rabbi, be positive. And she walks out and he's going crazy. He's like, what does that mean, be positive? I'm always trying my best to be positive. I was always smiling to everyone that walked in. I'm in pain. I'm in the hospital. It's difficult. Why is she telling me to be positive? And a few moments later, she walked back in, and the rabbi asked her, listen, every time you walk in, I smile to you. I'm always happy. I'm always positive. Why did you tell me to be positive? She's like, Rabbi, I was telling you your blood type. Be positive. I wasn't telling you okay. I hope everyone gets the point. It's hard to tell the reactions over the phone when you tell over a joke. But the idea of the joke is to lighten the mood And in today's turmoil world, you know, in America, in Israel, the political climate is shaky. So everyone is a little bit concerned. We're not going to get involved with the politics of it, obviously. But the point is very simple. A person has to be in a state of happiness always. You know, Adam shetamit tamech, a person that's always happy will always be successful. It's a mitzvah to always be happy. Mezat Hashem, we're going to be saying on Shabbat, we're going to be saying the Rosh Chodesh. We're going to be saying the Akhazarat Rosh Chodesh. We're going to be announcing the new month. This upcoming month that we're going to be going into is the Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Shvat is Rashi Tevot, the first letters in Hebrew. Ar Shenishima B'Sarot Tevot. We should only hear good news. So Be'ezat Hashem, with Hashem's help, with God's help, we hope and pray that there's going to be good news. At this time, we're going to be doing the Tehillim that I was asked to read over. We're going to start off with Parak Chav Gimel, chapter 23. So we encourage everyone to open up the Tehillim. Let's read together that Be'ezat Hashem, all the cholim, all those that are in need of a refuah shlema, or all those that are in need of anything, Be'ezat Hashem, have our tefillot, our prayers be answered. So, chapter 23. Mizmor le David, Adonai ro Eloi echtar ben odeshi arpitzeni, alme menocho odina haleni, nashi yeshovev, yancheni bimagli tzedek leman shemo, gam ki elech begeit tzalmavet lo yirara, ki ata imadi shivdecha umishantecha hema yinach amoni, תערוך לפוני שלך נגד תוריי, נשנת בשם הרוסי כסיר והיה, אך טוב וחזד ידפוני כל ימי חיי, ושבתי בבית אדוני לאורך ימים. The next chapter will be 121. Shir lamalot, esayinai ele arim, ayin yavo ezri, ezri mi'im Adonai, ose shamayim v'aretz, al yiten lamot argecha, al yanum shomrecha, hinei lo yanum ve'lo yishan, shomer Yisrael, Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzidcha al yad yeminecha. Yom am ha-shemesh lo yakeka ve-yarech ba-layla. Adonai yishmorcha mikora, yishmor ed nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tzedcha uvecha, me'ata ve'ad olam. And the last parak, the last chapter we'll be reading will be 130. Kuf Lamin, 130. Shir Hamalot, Imamakim Karaticha Adonai, Adonai Shema Bekoli, Tiena Uznecha Kashivot Lekota Chanonai, Im Avonot Ishmoria, Adonai Miyamod, Kimcha Slicha Leman Tidare, Kiviti Adonai, Kivita Navshi, Ulidvaro Achati, Navshi Adonai, Mishomrim Laboker, Shomrim Laboker, Yacheli Tzayel El Adonai, Kiim Adonai Achetet, Ve'avrem Ovidot, Ve'hu Yivdei Tisrael, Mikol Avonotah. We're going to do the Mishaberach Lecholim, and I'm going to be pausing in between, where everyone could insert the names of all those that need a refuah, that need a complete recovery. Mi sheberach avotenu, Abraham, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, David, u'Shlomo, hu yivarech v'yapev et acholim. בעבור שאנו, בעבור שכל הקהל המתבולים לעבורם,
וניתן את הזכה בעבורהם, בזכרזי הקדוש ברוך הוא, ימלא רחמים עליהם, להחליאם, לרפאותם, להחזיקם, לרפאותם, וישלח מהם נהירה רפואה שלמה מן השמיים. לכל עבריהם ולכל גדיהם, בתוך שאר חולי ישראל, רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף. השתה בעגלה וזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן. Now we're going to be saying the אחינו. אחינו כל בית ישראל, הנוטים בצער ובשגיאה, העומדים בין בים ובין ביבשה, המקום ירחם עליהם, ויוציאם מצער לרחבה, מאפלה לאורה, ומשיבוד לגאולה. השתה בעגלה וזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Merav. As we transition into the next segment of our call, first and foremost, how are you, your family, and the community doing?
Baruch Hashem. Chazi Hashem. Thank you, Hashem. Thank God. Thank the Lord. Can't complain.
Amazing. Certainly happy to hear that. So to get us started, for our listeners who may not be as familiar with your community, it would be possible to give us a brief overview of the shul and the community in general.
Sure. So let's start off with the shul. Baruch Hashem, the shul actually just started a little bit more over than a year ago. We started on top of all those that might know Queens in Kew Gardens, on top of Rabbi Bergman's shul. They moved, they're in the middle of construction from 137th Street in Kew Gardens to 136th Street. So on the second floor, they had space, and Baruch Hashem, they gave it to us. And Baruch Hashem, we had a beautiful minyan that we started over there. And obviously, that was pre-COVID. And then COVID came, the shuls were all shut. And post-COVID, Baruch Hashem, pre-COVID, we were already full in that small area that we had. And Baruch Hashem, post-COVID, due to social distancing and spacing out and stuff, we needed to expand. And Chazdei Hashem, Baruch Hashem, thank God, we were able to get a hold of a large basement down the block. And we're already discussing building a nice, beautiful shul, hopefully very, very soon. And
Amazing. Wow. Bezrat Hashem, it should be with great success and continue to grow and only good things. Amazing. Next question for you. What motivated, what drove you to go into the rabbinate, specifically to become a pulpit rabbi? Obviously, you wear multiple hats in the world, founder and CEO of Chazak, which promotes really incredible programs. So give us some background as to why the rabbinate, why the shul, and maybe even some info about Chazak.
Oh, sure. Okay, great. So community activism, Baruch Hashem, it runs in the family. My parents, my brothers, my siblings, my uncles, everyone's involved with community activism, and so was I since I was a young age. Chazak was actually started when I was only 15 years old. So Baruch Hashem, we've been involved with the community for many, many years, and I was actually running a youth program. I was the youth director in Forest Hills. That's where I was born and raised my whole life, Forest Hills, Reed Park community. And when I moved to Kew Garden Hills, the community was in need where I was living for, you know, a little bit of a matzav of a situation for a Sephardic shul. And Baruch Hashem, by the encouragement of my Rebbe Zatzal, Rav Aaron Walkin, who unfortunately passed away due to the pandemic, he was my Rebbe for over 15 years, he encouraged me to go ahead and go into it, and Baruch Hashem, the rest is history. I wasn't really expecting or planning to have a shul and everything, but Baruch Hashem, it's going very, very well.
Incredible. Amazing. Last question for you. With the rollout of the vaccines, as there is now hope, might take a little while, much longer than perhaps any of us hoped or anticipated for, but there is light at the end of the tunnel. So as we look to the future with great optimism and hope, and we can perhaps start to maybe picture what a post-COVID-19 world might look like, what communal changes do you anticipate for your shul and perhaps the broader Jewish community?
Great question. So definitely more appreciation to the shul. You know, when we weren't in the shul, there was that feeling of that lack of community. And Baruch Hashem, the fact that we're able to be in shul, but unfortunately with mass and social distancing, it's still, you know, still missing something. So we'll definitely appreciate shul, definitely less speaking, Bezrat Hashem. And davening in minyan with more kavana, davening with more concentration, praying, to appreciate the fact that we're able to gather together and to see our family and friends together in a normal fashion. is something that we really, really hope and pray for. That's going to be happening hopefully very soon when this pandemic is going to be over already. It's unreal how long it's been lasting, and we just hope and pray that Hashem, like you said, the light at the end of the tunnel, Hashem, we should see the geula, the complete redemption with Mashiach coming, and you know, all those that have passed away, and so many of them unfortunately have passed away due to the pandemic, but Hashem come back to their family and friends and communities, and Bez Hashem together with Chias Meis and the ultimate redemption. That's the vision. That's the goal. That's the dream.
Amen. We certainly hope so very, very soon. Rabbi Meirov, thank you so much for being on the call today and for providing us with a picture of your wonderful community and all the great things that Chazak provides the broader Jewish community. As we are with all of Klal Yisrael and the entire world, our thoughts and our tefillot, our prayers are with you and your community for continued bracha, success, growth, and good health. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need will be answered, l'tovah, and may Rabboni Sha'olam, the Master of the world, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty, and we should only know peace in our country and our world and everywhere. Please join us again tomorrow, Friday, or Shabbat at 1 p.m., Eastern Time, as we will hear words of inspiration from Rabbi Daniel Binsky of Kehillat Morashas Yaakov in Brooklyn, New York. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.